The University of Alaska Board of Regents held their spring meeting at the Kenai River campus in Soldotna late last week. Each year, the board travels to one of the university's satellite campuses for their April meeting. In addition to conducting regular business, these spring gatherings give the local campuses an opportunity to showcase their facilities and programs to the entire board. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
This was the first visit by the Regents to Kenai Peninsula College in nearly a decade. A lot has changed since then, and one of the first orders of business for the board was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new $14.5 million technical and career center and new student housing. KPC Director Gary Turner said during the ceremony that the new center wouldn't have been possible without support from the state legislature, and specifically the efforts of House Speaker Mike Chenault, who is in attendance, or at least a flattering likeness of him.
With these projects, it took somebody at the legislative level to make it happen. Speaker Mike Chenault, was the key to that rolling and starting. He's down in Juneau, as we all know, doing the people's business. Well, wait a minute. What do we have here? It's so good to see him, I'll tell you. So Mike is with us, at least we call him Flat Mike.
The cardboard cutout of Chenault stood by as members of the board donned hard hats and turned the first gold shovels full of dirt on the project. Also in attendance was the founding director of KPC, Clayton Brockle, and his wife, Jean. Now in his 80s, Brockle famously started KPC in 1963 with a briefcase, an office, and a trunk full of books in his 63 Chevy Biscayne. Following the groundbreaking ceremony, the crowd moved inside for another ceremony, this time unveiling a plaque honoring Brockle and the campus building named for him.
It's an awful hard on my ego because I realize that since I retired, all of this is being done without me. It's not easy to take. Anyway, again, thank you very much.
Between tours of campus, public comments, and committee meetings, I was able to speak with Board Chair Pat Jacobson. She says the group looks forward to the annual spring meeting.
It's a critical element. We've always taken it very seriously, and that's why we do that April meeting. I'm from Kodiak. I've benefited by having the opportunity to take classes that I wouldn't otherwise have. And we understand. We get it. We take it very seriously.
A former teacher, Jacobson says that aside from the ever-present need for more funding for schools, especially rural campuses, a great challenge is attracting and retaining quality post-secondary educators for Alaskans.
Some things the university can address, like trying to provide more and more opportunities with different classes or providing them by distance ed, and some things are beyond the control of the university. Housing conditions, for instance, for some of our rural teachers and salaries, things like that, that the university really has no control over at all.
The board did take action on expanding program offerings, including bachelor's and master's programs in special education and a Bachelor of Science degree in Information Systems at UA Southeast. Also approved was a $4 million ventilation system upgrade at the Kuskokwim campus of UAF, a decision on the design for a proposed $20 million expansion at the Mat-Su Valley campus was tabled until the June meeting. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.